The following is a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers' world today in diversity, inclusion, and equality. This weekly program, with various labor leaders and experts, tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way, and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.
A very good day to everyone. Welcome. I am Paul Flip, President of the New American Chamber of Commerce, and I have two very special guests with me today. I have Mr. Devon Lomax, the Political Director of DC9, and Charlie Nieves, the Director of Services. Welcome, gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Okay. So if you could just share with our listeners information about DC9, what is DC9 about, who does it represent?
Well, District Council 9 is the international, it's part of the International Painters Union and Allied Trades. It's a New York chapter. We handle the East Coast part of New York. We represent the glaziers, the painters, metal polishers, sign and display, wall covering, window film, bridge painting, and the tapers, drywall finishers.
Yeah, we so what we are is, you know, we're an organization of about 10,000 members in New York. You know, we work, like said, all the different trades. You look up in the skyline, you see our glaziers, you see our bridge painters out there. You know, we have apprentice program that's really, you know, geared towards training the next generation of construction workers. You know, it's a program that we really value, and we work together with our contractors, who the union and the contractors fund our training program. So really, it's, you know, the contractors are training, you know, their own workforce. You know, DC9 is very, very active politically. We're very active in the community. We do a number of charity jobs when it comes to 501c3s, not-for-profits. You know, when it comes to painting churches, senior homes, veteran homes. One project we actually recently have taken on was painting the World's Fair Pavilion in Flushing Meadow Park. So that's a big charity job, and the Parks Department told us it's the biggest and largest contribution in Parks Department history outside of Central Park. So we're doing that over, you know, our apprentices get the training, but they're also giving back to the community when it comes to that. You know, DC9, we represent from Montauk Point out in Long Island all the way up to the Canadian border on the east side of the state. You know, so our region is pretty vast, and, you know, we fight for workers' rights. You know, so right now you hear a lot about Fight for 15. So, you know, one thing we found out, you know, over the years is that a lot of construction workers aren't even getting paid. The non-union sector, they're not even getting paid $15 an hour to do work that our members do. It's the same work, but they're getting paid, you know, wages that they can't sustain or even live in the buildings that they're building. So politically, you know, with the mayor and building all the affordable housing work right now, we're fighting to make sure that those workers get, you know, union wages, prevailing wages, and, you know, and have dignity on the work site.
Okay, so we're going to go back to workers' rights later on, but you mentioned the apprenticeship program. What other programs does DC9 provide to its members?
Well, on top of our apprenticeship program, we also have programs for our own members, journeyman upgrade, where they can learn how to spray, they can do welding, they can do Venetian plaster, decorative work, and we also have ESL, English as a Second Language, mm-hmm. for anybody in the community that wants to come. They can come to our training center, sign up for free. It's a service that we provide, and we work with the community in that way also.
Where's your training center?
It's at 45-15 36th Street. It's right off the corner of 36th Street and Queens Boulevard, right in front of Aviation High School. Other programs that we get involved in also is with the day laborers in Brooklyn here. I'm also working with the ones in Yonkers. Mm-hmm. We're trying to place them on good salary jobs, other than having to work, getting picked up, in the middle of the street somewhere, and getting substandard wages. We're trying to bring up their wages and their dignity, like Lomax said, and give them some fair wages and get them all the training that they need to be on a construction work site so they don't get hurt.
Okay. Yeah, just to touch on that, with the day laborers, we actually placed about 5 day laborers from, we're working with a group called the Worker Justice Project out in Brooklyn with the day laborers, and we were actually successful in placing 5 painters for full-time jobs up in Co-op City, where DC9 recently took the project back over from the non-union. They weren't being as productive. They weren't, they were very, very sloppy. A lot of complaints by the residents about the painters there. So DC9 recently got back in there, and we were able to place 5 day laborers, amongst other workers to work at Co-op City in the Bronx. Work like that, we've been really successful. So like Charlie was saying, we're getting really busy in the summer. The schools, the New York City School Construction Authority signed a project labor agreement with all the trades in New York. So there's a lot of work coming up with the School Construction Authority. So this summer it's looking really good for us, and so hopefully we can do some more recruiting.
So it's a good time for persons listening, looking for jobs, to get in touch with DC9.
Absolutely. Most of the universities are already had their graduations, mm-hmm. So the university started before the actual schools, even though the schools have been running at night all year round with the SCA. But like the DASNY and CUNY projects, SUNY, they started first. Now the SCA, within the next few weeks, all these schools will be open for work, and we're going to be needing a very large workforce to supply manpower to these contractors. So we're always actively looking for new members and contractors. And it's not that hard to get into the painters union. A lot of people think it's impossible. We've been lately bringing in day labor, so it's not that hard. All you need is a little bit of experience, maybe 4 years worth of your tax forms as proof, and an ID card,
Okay, so how can they, get in touch with DC9 to get those jobs? Because I know we have people listening out there who need those jobs.
Well, they can call me at 212-255-2950. I'm at extension 128. Ask for Charlie Nieves. If I'm not there, they'll get in touch with me or leave a message with your phone number, because I get a lot of messages and nobody leaves their phone number to call back. When you call, make sure you leave me your name and your phone number, and I will call you back, and I will sit down with you if you have to, and we'll go over what you need. And we have a lot of programs where we can make it even easier to get into the union.
Okay, so you heard it, folks. 212-255-2950. Extension 128, and leave a message for Charlie and leave your number. Don't just say, Charlie, I want a job, and hang up. Make sure you leave your name, your full name, and your number, so Charlie can get back in touch with you. And I can tell you, Charlie returns calls. So call him for that job, 212-255-2950, extension 128. Now, we were talking about workers' rights earlier, and you spoke about the wages, and you mentioned that you have, bridge painters. I would imagine that safety is a big concern for your workers. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, at our training center, any worker can come and there's always new technology out there and new safety standards that a lot of construction workers in the union sector, have to abide by. So we're always making sure that our workers are up to date with their most, it's not just OSHA cards that a lot of people can get. We're talking about OSHA, we're talking about scaffolding, we're talking about rigging, we're talking about, how to tie knots, how to use your harness the right way, even when it comes to respirators that a lot of the bridge painters have to wear, for a while we were losing an average of 1 bridge painter per year, and thank God, knock on wood, that we haven't lost anyone this year or last year. So safety is definitely a big issue, and like I said, it's not just your normal OSHA 10 card. So we always compare this year so far, we've been losing. There's been a lot of fatalities in construction, you know, mostly in the non-union sector. I think last week it was a month ago there was a crane that fell on a worker. You know, unloading the crane, and you know it crushed the worker. So it's like accidents like that. You know, we construction is a dangerous job. So it's mm-hmm. you know, you can't go without, you know, someone getting hurt or something happening. Sometimes it's just inevitable. But we take very, very, you know, we take very seriously our safety precautions when it comes to our workers.
Ministry try as much as possible to minimize those accidents happening.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, great. I mean, all of our shop stewards, they take classes specifically geared towards, you know, towards safety. You know, all of them, they know CPR, you know, another thing that we offer at our training center. And, you know, even when it comes to building a scaffold, doing that the right way, and then training the next generation with the apprentices mm-hmm. and teaching them how to work safely also.
And I just want to remind our listeners, the training center is located in Long Island City at 45-1536 Street. And remember, you can call Charlie for those jobs. It's a busy time right now. Lots of jobs are available. You can call Charlie at 212-255-2950. Extension 128.
Yes, we invite you to come speak to us. We really are a very friendly union. We are looking for painters, glaziers, metal polishers, drywall finishers. If you're especially if you're working on prevailing wage jobs and you feel that you weren't getting the right pay, we'll represent anybody. You come to us, you show us, we will get you to the right people and try to get you the correct pay. And any contractor, as far as safety, sometimes what decides whether you get a job or not is how much you pay in insurance. And with the training that we offer our contractors and our members, it'll bring down your insurance costs. And that's a big thing with us. Safety is also important for the members, but also for our contractors also to get jobs.
And also, just to touch on the contractor portion again, you know, the building trade, it's, we sign a lot of project labor agreements. They're also, you know, PLAs. And in a lot of these PLAs, there are mandates for minority and women businesses. So we are actively looking for MWBE contractors, you know, to do painting, drywall, or glazing, you know, to join the union, because there's a lot of opportunity for you to grow your companies if you're willing to, you know, to do the right thing by the workers. You know, and like Charlie said, we're a very friendly union. You know, we want all of our contractors to make, you know, to make money, and we're okay with them having their speedboats and their yachts and their yachts to get to their other yachts. But we want to make sure that the workers get paid the right way. So if you're a small business MWB contractor, we look forward to hearing from you and letting you know how we can help you and expand your business.
All right. So thank you so much, gentlemen, for being here with me today and sharing such great information about DC9 Union. As you heard, it's a great union. You know, safety is a major concern. It's taken very seriously. This is a union that is friendly. It gives back to the community as well. And they have lots of training programs, so you don't only get a job with DC9, but you also get, you know, the opportunity to improve your skills, including the ESL program. Lots of jobs are available right now, so call Charlie at 212-255-2950, extension 128, and remember to leave your name and number, and Charlie will get back to you if he's not available. You can also visit the website at www.dc9.net. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for being here with me today.
Always a pleasure.
Pleasure to have you. Thank you.
This has been a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers' world today. This weekly program with various labor leaders and experts tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.